each other?
I am. You can go ahead if you're starting.
All right. All right. It is 6:01 on Monday, December 12th, 2022. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Planning Commission meeting to order. I'll begin with roll call. Elizabeth Cody?
Here.
Deutsch?
Here.
Norris here. Lefebvre?
Here.
Honnell?
Here.
Lynn?
Yep.
Right. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
No.
No? All right. If not, I will accept a motion.
Motion.
Oh. Honnell? Second?
Yep.
Sarah. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Item number three, minutes from September 26th, 2022. If anyone has any changes, please let us know.
Yeah, I don't have a change, but I have a question. In, on page one, the discussion included, this was for the Webster Avenue development.
Okay.
Number the second bullet, not a bullet, but a hyphen. Site access and internal traffic flow should be given more consideration. Suggestion was to reach out to neighbors for shared access and cross traffic, which is true, which they already did, and they were pretty much blown away. But the first sentence, at least it was one of the comments that I made, was that it should be looked at probably by the village,
okay,
not by the developer. I'm not so sure this has to be changed, and I'm not so sure the village has any interest in looking at it, but I just wanted to mention that that's exactly what needs to get done, but it needs to get done by somebody other than the developer, I think.
Okay.
So I don't know if that deserves a modification or a change or... And I don't really want to do it if you don't think it's going to be of much value.
No, I think just for clarity reasons, I think you could just at the end of that sentence say by the village.
That's fine. So I will, I guess, suggest that change. And then if there's no other comments, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with that change, if that's okay for the chair.
Yeah, sounds good.
Second.
Motion and second by Sarah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Announcements, Trevor?
I have no announcements today. I don't plan on covering under item number 8.
All right. Item number 5, public appearances. We have none, so we'll move on to item number 6. Discussion regarding comprehensive plan project.
I apologize. I do have an announcement. Our Plan Commission member, James Wheeler, resigned. Just with work issues, so I don't know if I shared that with the group, but James has been on the committee for 6 or 7 years, so quite some time.
Don't we have to approve that? As a plan?
Denied. All right. Okay, we will add that and then go back to item number 6, discussion regarding the comprehensive plan project.
So, right now we have six members that would like to, they're interested in being part of the steering committee. I think good representation of the committee, or the community, excuse me. One does include Planning Commission member Mike Lefebvre. And so, again, good representation. The village board did approve us to meet, or to have some meetings virtual if necessary. So I will go back to the board next week and recommend approval of that committee, and then we can start out the project. Brown County, my understanding, Brown County has already begun work on a general outline and layout of the plan. So there has been some progress made, and then hopefully in January we really start the earnest on that project. So.
Great.
Okay.
Cool. Number 7, discussion regarding American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 update.
Brad's in another meeting. I was hoping he was out of that by now to give you an update, but we did set a date internally at staff to bring to the village board on January 17th our list of items. So we had kind of just said, all right, the next meeting, and then we decided that we need a deadline. And, I will certainly give you more of an update after, like, probably in our January commission meeting.
Awesome.
Just a question. Did you see the article in the paper with Green Bay and the money they're setting aside for people buying homes and whatever? $10,000, I think. It was a big article in the paper.
Oh,
that's where they're using the money. I think it was this weekend, or where they would give somebody $10,000 to buy a house, I think, in Green Bay. But you have to work for the city, or you have to work for a business of less than, I think, 35 people that is in Green Bay, that has its home office in Green Bay. And then there was one other thing. There was no income requirements or anything with it.
So okay.
It's kind of interesting. But it was in the Press Gazette, if you have an interest in it.
Yeah, I will
remember seeing that.
I think they put aside, I didn't look at it that close, but I thought like $500,000 or something. Or maybe
they did receive quite a bit more than the village did, yeah. And I believe they, don't quote me on this, I believe they're over the $10 million threshold to be audited, so I'm sure whatever they're doing is exactly what, how it needs to be spent. We did look into, I know we talked about it here at the Land Commission level, we did look at a potentially revolving loan fund and setting that up. And we've looked into that, and there's some gray areas. If we tied it to income, our residents are able to receive funds through a revolving loan fund set up with CDBG funds through Brown County. And so there's a question that if we had a competing loan for similar demographics, it may null our chances for our residents to be able to get those funds. So it may not, you know, be as helpful as we were hoping for. So then we've looked at other opportunities that maybe if we offer a program, maybe it's targeted to a specific area but with no income requirements. So I guess why I mentioned that is if you mentioned that the city of Green Bay didn't have any income
right.
requirements, I bet you that's probably why as well.
Could be. Yeah, it was this outright, from what I remember in the articles, I didn't read it because it was pretty a lengthy article, but it would seem like it was like a $10,000. You just go, what's the gentleman's name that handles the housing? Is it Halverson or? Anyway,
yeah.
All they had to do is go fill out some stuff and they get $10,000 or something. Okay.
Whoa.
If you want to buy a house. Maybe it's not that simple. Maybe I read too much into it. But it's worth looking at.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like 500 homes. If my math is correct.
Yeah.
That is interesting because if we did something similar, we would also have to expend the funds by 2026. So even if it was a loan, we'd have to at least have all the loans committed to.
Yeah, and I don't recall if there were deadlines on this. There probably were, but I just don't recall it. But it was interesting is one of them was like, say you work for the city. So that's kind of a neat way to find somebody to come and get employed by the city is we'll give you $10,000 to buy a house.
Yep. Kind of interesting way to attract people over. Did you have anything regarding the ARPA funds?
The only thing is, did you tell them we're looking at doing it on January 17th? That's about it. I mean, we've done a few of the projects, the board allocated funds to take care of our email aspect, which we're on Outlook and it's not supported, so we're making that switch. That's not a big dollar figure anyway. I guess all the other major projects that were put forth, including stuff for, I think you were just talking about, the loan program. Mm-hmm. 17th, fingers crossed, we're able to do it all that night. Because the time's ticking. It's going to be here before we know it.
We have, right, correct me if I'm wrong, we have until end of 23 to earmark it? Or
24. December 30th, 31st, 24.
Okay.
Have to be allocated or committed to. And if you have you're doing some sort of a contract that can carry over for 2 years up to 26, as long as you have a contract. About all I got.
Okay.
All right. Item number 8, report discussion regarding village projects and property updates.
So under here, I was going to show you village board had Strand present 60% plans of Ligel Street last week. And I was going to show you it tonight, but the screen's not working, so I'll email you instead the presentation. Essentially, the big changes are they were going to finish the connection of sidewalk on the west side. So the project extent will be from 172 on Libel all the way to the railroad bridge up here, the call. And so there's a missing segment of sidewalk. They will fill that in, and then they'll, in that area, they will have parking designated to one side only. And then they will have bike lanes the length of the project.
And there's some missing sidewalk on the east side.
Up here by the church.
Yep.
Correct. And then the project does not include the roundabout at Alley Avenue.
Correct.
But again, I'll send you the link to the presentation, and if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Mike, I know you're Public Works, is there...
I can hardly wait, but I do have a question about that. I haven't paid much attention to it, but is it a marked bike lane, or is it a bike route?
A marked bike lane.
Really?
The village did...
That's a little unusual, that's why. But
the village did receive federal funding for the project, 80% funded. So,
but I don't think they require it being marked.
Okay.
And I think there's dimension differences if you don't mark it, that where you can cut it narrower, and there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, they all have a 4-foot wide one. It's adjacent to the curb, and then the 5-foot one.
Both sides?
5-foot will be adjacent to the
east side.
So that's where there's no parking. So it's two-way on the east side for bikes?
No,
one-way.
Each side will have a bike lane.
Oh, even with the parking?
Yep.
Yes.
And there'll be a 5-foot bike lane for the side that has parking.
Yes.
So the last public information meeting, which was last Tuesday, any comments from the public to get to Strand, and they'll be presenting those comments on the 20th to the board. It's participation by the residents has not been overwhelming. I think the initial meeting, roughly 28 residents attended. The second meeting, it was down to about 18-ish. And this past Tuesday night, dozen.
All residents of Libel?
The church was represented, and two business owners. The rest were residents. All good questions, good discussion.
If that's everything I meant. The next, I provided on your desk an article from the Wisconsin State Journal from Saturday regarding GBCI. I thought it was really fairly written. I say that as a biased individual, but I thought it was really well written, and it really kind of describes our efforts to date and summarizes it really well. So encourage you to take a look at it, and if you have any questions, let us know. But Brad, I know you're working more, you're supposed to be working with Platform.
Correct. Platform Communication is kind of helping us make the contacts that we've been needing and helping with us writing some of the PR and emails and stuff to legislators. President Raptor and I will be meeting with DOC Secretary Carr January 18th. This will be our second meeting with Secretary Carr. And we've had two in-person meetings with the Deputy Policy Director for Governor Evers, so down in Madison. And everything's been, you know, very good conversations. And you know, obviously, it's hard for them to make a commitment at this point, but we're trying to provide the information so that they can make a commitment at some point in the very near future. Something else I was going to say about that. I believe it's this week or next week, Governor Evers is going to be in the area, kind of listening for, because they're in the process of preparing the budget, the next biennial budget, listening to ideas and stuff from the public. So hoping to attend that as well. Keep putting it out there.
Just a question. Is there a feeling or a sense from one way or the other as far as from a political standpoint and the right and the left, do they both support it equally, or is there, do you get a sense that it's not supported equally?
We have support on both sides.
Okay.
To what degree, I don't know, but we're, you know, focusing on the
so
local
one
support.
Side isn't fighting it and the other side.
No.
Okay, that's good.
And the conversation we had with the Deputy Director of Policy was, you know, she understands that there is a problem with the aging facility. It's, you know, the number one is not having a bigger footprint. Well, if you can look at consolidating, you got the two oldest prisons up in this area, you're not adding a footprint, you're reducing the footprint by consolidating. That's kind of our angle that we had taken.
The village doesn't care what the state decides to do.
just
move it.
And I think President Raptor is quoted saying that in here, maybe. But he, you know, they don't care what, yeah, exactly. They right. want action, movement. So.
That's kind of going to be kind of sad for lifelong residents of Alloway to not see the prison there. You know, just like the smokestacks from Fort Howard. I mean, once they're gone, it's kind of like,
What happened?
You know, and the same thing here. It's going to be like, whoa, this is a change.
Well,
however, because of so much of the property is on the National Historic Registry.
Yeah, it's probably going to be there.
It's going to look like somewhat like the prison with some open areas to drive in.
Yeah. I can tell you, when I grew up, I don't know how if the rest of you here have been around long enough, or much less live here, but when I grew up, there was a prison break. It seemed like it was about every month somebody got out, you know. Of course, they had the farm just to the east there. So, you know, instead of being way out in Oneida, the farm was right there, so it was easy for an inmate to just sail, take his collar and go. So that changed. I mean, when that changed, that was even a quite a deal. The farm was gone, so.
Well, I know when, like, David Robillard presented that initial, like, concept that had been, like, 3-4 years ago now at this point. He had said that the walls themselves are part, were on the historic registry, so, like, the walls aren't going to come down, which is, like, the unfortunate part, because that's the part that, like, I mean, makes it feel like a prison on that corner and everywhere, so. But maybe there's, like, cool art opportunities.
No,
what
a developer can do with that property.
Yeah.
Leaving the walls up.
Oh, yeah. But maybe there's, like, an opportunity to, like, do something to those walls.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
So, yeah, paint them. Public art murals, things like that. But
yeah, the Wisconsin Historic Society said that portions of that wall could be removed.
That's good.
But you would still need to be able to see where the original wall existed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
kind of going back to your murals, I actually reached out to the warden 7-8 years ago.
It was 14.
Yeah. And trying to get permission because we had individuals that were willing to go and paint.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
Yeah, once that starts, though.
Exactly.
It's like free bill. Anybody can paint. Then you see what you get.
Take it.
It's interesting. If you walk down by the Fox River Trail, you'll see remnants of the granite that was just discarded, like next to the train tracks.
Yeah.
It's kind of
cool.
There's
a lot down there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, and I think that was all local quarry from Howard. Was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Where it all came from.
A lot of history there.
Yeah, there sure is.
And then the YMCA, I don't know if any of you saw the press release about that. Brad, I will let you take that one over.
Yeah, so basically the village has entered into an MOU to explore the potential of building a new facility on park. It would encompass the entire Broadview soccer fields, but fields would still remain. So the building would take up the entire footage for the parking lot. And then within that MOU is, you know, what does the village get out of it? Obviously, the new facility, but the opportunity for a community center or community space that the residents can use, utilizing the fields. Ideally, they would be a turf field so that you can do it in kind of the inclement weather type aspect and be able to be more utilized more often. So we're, you know, the MOU is in effect until July 1 of 2024, so the Y will be working on their capital campaign and all their financing that they need to do, or fundraising that they need to do in the next several months. So what happens to the old building is still in question. And Mike, you might be able, or Michael, you might be able to answer this more than me. But from my understanding, is the current YMCA pool was all that was there that the village, with a donation, built back in about 65, 68, and then the Y had added the rest of the facility over the next.
That was a great move for the Y to move from downtown to have a facility, and then have any doors besides that.
Yep. So the YMCA has a very strong following within their demographics of how they scale that out, and they see as always a prime spot for them to maintain
presence,
thank you, in the community. So that's why they're looking at this is One of their main number one priorities is to get a new facility, and they want to do it here. So,
can you explain the acronym MOU?
Memorandum of Understanding. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's a non-binding agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only talking about where the Y is? That facility?
That facility, new facility would be at Broadview Soccer Fields.
Behind it?
Along 172.
Oh,
yeah.
Right along 172.
Oh, okay. I thought everything was going to take place right at the Y, but you're saying is they're going to move something down.
A new facility.
Okay. A new facility. So within that memorandum of understanding, should the YMCA get the funding they need, build a facility, the old YMCA would still be under their, they'd be held to their lease for another year so that they could massage what's ever going on at the new facility in the event they need that facility. But after that, it becomes back Village of Alloys.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, what are you going to do with something like that?
Right. So we've got some time to...
South of the Green Bay School District, the school district, they could expand.
I've heard some rumblings of that.
And I'm sure there's a lot of things that are going through.
Yeah, because I think there's a ball field behind the Y, isn't there?
There is a ball field back there. Tennis courts, a small restroom facility.
It's a great project for the village. Mm-hmm. It is. It's great to see that happening. So.
What's good is that we do have time to think about it. We have about the existing facility.
Yep.
And because it's village property, you potentially seek public input during our comprehensive plan project.
Yeah, best use of it. The Y looked at if they were to remodel that facility, it was not cost prohibitive. It has a lot of issues that for the long term just didn't make sense.
And parking is an issue there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it gets busy, it's busy.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the adjacent school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of work needs to be done in the next several months. Traffic patterns, I mean, you name it. It's all going to be laid out, so have a good understanding of how it's going to work.
What's their funding goal, do you know? Is it... Around like 30, 35?
35 million.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's a great community, you know, project, so hopefully they find some good donors. So, good.
And then the final update, at least I have on my list of things, is GenCap. We are currently working with the developer in coming together with demolition costs, you say, in the building. So I know we've talked about that would be next month. But we do have a short list, or I guess the developer does have a short list. They just shared that with us
today.
And that hopefully will be forthcoming pretty soon. I do know it's an important task that the village board has asked for that building to come down. So we are working on that, and yeah, hopefully that's pretty soon here.
What about the one on Riverside?
The
condos.
Condos?
Is there anything happening on that?
That's still in discussion. That's about... It's not... it's not going anywhere.
Right. Figuring out.
Yeah. Finances and anything, I'm sure. I thought maybe they were starting it down about two houses. At least they're still building on it. Is that, Brad, is that your place that's going on? Trevor? Yeah, I kind of figured.
No, sure.
I'll bet you're waiting for some more Pella windows.
Right.
The whole side is all glass.
All windows, yeah. So, yes, for the Mariner, we're still optimistic with that project. Still have communication with them. But as we mentioned, they are still working on a few things.
Any other projects?
Nothing to update you on. If you haven't noticed up here on Webster, the old Huntington Bank building is now occupied. Discovery Health relocated from Ledgeview. So it's a nice addition. Always nice to see occupancy of old vacant buildings. So.
All right, item number 9, next meeting date and future agenda items. So it sounds like we'll have the ARPA update at that meeting.
It's the 23rd.
Based on past history, I'd ask what month. But
sassy.
I do hope to have a draft of our shoreline ordinance to present to you next month. So.
All right.
And then we will have our housing reports, our annual housing reports to get to you. So.
All right. Item number 10, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Adjourned.
So who's done that?
I have no idea.
6:32.
I thought it was a commercial building.
The one that's taking forever to go up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Brad, do you know who's building that?